This was supposed to be Election Day in Argentina. Instead, the country got a new leader by default. Former President Carlos Menem pulled out of the race, and now the other candidate, Néstor Kirchner, has just a few days before he takes control of a country in crisis. NPR's Martin Costi is following the roller coaster ride of Argentine politics and joins us now from Buenos Aires. Martin, welcome.
Hi.
So who is the new guy?
He's the governor of a small state in the southern part of the country, the beautiful mountainous Patagonia region. It's the state of Santa Cruz. He's been a governor there for well over a decade. He's a Peronist, a member of the old Peronist party founded by Juan Domingo Perón and Evita. 50 years ago. He's known as a fiscal conservative. He's actually been quite savvy with the oil revenues that his state generates, and he hid a lot of that money from the collapsing banks a year and a half ago. So his province or state looks pretty good in comparison to other parts of the country. At the same time, he is an old-fashioned machine politician coming out of the Peronist Party in a lot of ways. He runs his province, a lot of people say, sort of as a fiefdom. And is a surprise to many people who expected Argentines to go for a completely new breed of politicians after all they went through a year and a half ago when the economy collapsed. So a little bit of the old, but he is a little younger than some of the old leaders, so some people see some hope there.
And Martin, you mentioned that Néstor Kirchner is a Peronist. The candidate that he would likely have defeated, Carlos Menem, the former president, was also a Peronist. People know that name in the United States, but what does that party actually stand for in this situation?
It's never been easy to define what Peronism stands for ideologically, even in the days of Juan Perón. The Peronist Party has become a very large machine, a very large political machine with many factions that, especially in the last few years, have been almost at war with each other. And the fact that it came down to two Peronists in the final round of this election isn't too surprising, given how the Peronist Party itself has become sort of an umbrella group for many different factions. But I would say Kirchner is a left-of-center pragmatist with some nationalistic leanings.
And just as you've been walking around talking to people, how are people responding to their president-elect? Are they excited and hoping for change, or just expecting another politician?
I wouldn't call it excitement. There definitely is a sense that maybe he can turn things around. There's some hope, just in the fact there has been some economic growth in the last year since the collapse. You know, people aren't jumping for joy over him. I mean, he came in second place in the first round of this election and is only president now because his rival for the runoff dropped out. So he doesn't exactly have a mandate of the entire Argentine people here. But at the same time, I think he's seen as a good compromise by a lot of people.
Néstor Kirchner was not that well known, did not have an overwhelming number of votes in the first round of this election. So why did Carlos Menem, a very well-known former president, pull out?
Because even though Néstor Kirchner was not overwhelmingly popular, the resentment, I guess hatred of Carlos Menem was so widespread that he didn't look like he could possibly be elected. It looked like so many people were going to vote for anybody but Menem, and in this case it would be Kirchner, that Menem did the math and realized there was no way he could prevail, so he preferred to drop out.
Well, now, in other countries, if you had a candidate who was unopposed on Election Day, people would still go and vote. Are people voting today in Argentina?
No, there's nothing going on. The rules here are that if one of the two candidates drops out in time to stop the process of distributing ballots, there's no election.
Kind of anticlimactic.
Very much so. It's very surprising to me, who's been covering this process for the last 2 years, 3 years, given how much anger and sort of revolutionary feeling there was in the streets when the economy collapsed, how this whole, you know, this is the first full-scale election Argentines have had since that all happened, their first chance to really show how they feel about things, and it kind of ended with a whimper, not a bang. I mean, they went for a traditional party machine Peronist by default.
NPR's Martin Costi in Buenos Aires. Martin, thanks very much for your help.
You're welcome.